Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I got a little bit of a Xamarin Forms 101 for you. Previous episodes, I talked about cool things like data binding and commands, and also resources at the page and app level. Now, these are super awesome because it allows you to create reusable kind of chunks of styling for your controls across your application at a page level or app level, like I said. Now, in that episode, we only talked about static resources, and static resources allow you to say, hey, I have that main color, set it right here. But there's also something really cool built into Xamarin Forms called dynamic resources. And you don't have to really change anything at all about your resources. You just change one or two properties in your code, and you can have your resources update in your application automatically. It's almost like data binding, to be honest with you. It's pretty awesome. So let's take a look and see what this means inside of our sample app. So here I am inside of Visual Studio, and I have this very simple application where I'm doing all sorts of like very nice little bindings here to do resources. So here my label is centered and it's bold. I have a blue background here, and every time I click on this, it increases by whatever I've entered. Now, previously, you may have to set all these properties on every single control. So if you have multiple buttons, you'd set the background color to blue every single time. Well, what we've done is we created app-wide resources in this dictionary. We have a main color, a second color, and a full style for any label to bold and center it and set the color to black. I could, of course, change that color and it will update automatically. Now, what's nice here is when I go into my main page, I could have put that right here into my content resources, but I put it at an app level so I could adjust it across my entire app. So here what we'll see is my background color is set to main color. My second color is set here on the button. And then over here, I have a static resource to that heading style there. Now let's say whenever I come into my app and I increase this count, maybe I want to change the color of the button and of the entire page. Well, by default here in our app, we see it's set to white and the second color is set to blue. So what we can do is change this from static resource, which is only ever read once, to a dynamic resource. And this means that Xamarin Forms will come in and it will look to see if we change that app property in our bucket, update and react to it automatically. It's like data binding, like I said. So this button, whenever I click on it, it goes ahead and calls increase command. So let's just do it right inside of there. Here's increase count, which is the method that gets called to update the count. What we can do, since these are in app level resources, is I can say app.current.resources and pass in an index here of string. So I'll say main color. And here, it just is an object, so it doesn't know what it wants. It just wants anything. Maybe we'll set that background to orange, for instance. And then I can do it again for my second color. And now what we'll do is we'll say color.red. We'll kind of inverse it here. And that's it. Literally, I just set it and change it to dynamic resource. So now when I rerun my application, by default, it will pick my app level wide resources. Then when I click on that button, it will automatically adjust. So give it a second here to come back up. Here we go. Again, we're going to get that default white and blue color. And when I click on it, boom, automatically it's updated. Now, this is a very simple contrived example, right? But you can see how applying dynamic resources could allow you to automatically change the theme of your entire application or an entire page. So when you go from that light theme to a dark theme, boom, everything is right there for you. Now you may be saying, well, I might have these at the page level. How do I do that? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Over here inside my main page, I can reference the page specific resources right here by saying resources. And then I could go ahead and index into it if my resources were inside of there. So no matter if you have them in your app resources or at a page level, you always have access to that. And the same dynamic will work in that instance too. There you have it. Dynamic resources, easy peasy, allow you to do super crazy things such as dynamically style your application, just a few lines of code. Hope that you enjoyed this Xamarin Forms 101 mini episode. Of course, look in the show notes below for the other episodes in this mini series, such as binding, commanding, command parameters, all that fun stuff. And make sure that you like and subscribe on YouTube or Channel 9 so you get the latest Xamarin shows in your inbox each and every week. So until next time, I'm James, this is the Xamarin Show, and thanks for watching.